This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The U.S.-China trade war has reached a new level of intensity this weekend. Reuters correspondent Andrea Shalal has a report.
In another dramatic development on Friday, President Trump has now increased the tariffs on two sets of Chinese imports. One already in effect, that's $250 billion worth of Chinese goods, and additional tariffs that go into effect September 1st and December 15th. Both go up by 5%. One rate goes from 25 to 30%. The more sensitive goods that will potentially really affect American consumers, laptops, toys, clothing, those go up from 10% to 15%.
That was Andrea Shalal reporting for Reuters. Before leaving for the G7 summit in France, President Trump again sounded the theme that he was the right person to take on China.
China's been hurting our country for 30 years with the money they've been taking out. Other presidents should have done something about it, and they should have done it a long time ago, whether it was Clinton or Bush or Obama, any of them. They should have done something about it, and they didn't. I'm doing it, and I have no choice, because we're not going to lose close to $1 trillion a year to China, and China understands that.
There has been new street violence in Hong Kong as anti-government protesters clash with police today in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Demonstrators have been tear-gassed in an industrial suburb, and some activists tossed petrol bombs. There is word that pro-democracy leaders are also planning to once again target the city's airport for demonstrations, even though the city's high court has reportedly extended an order restricting actions at the airport itself. Protesters have called for blockading routes to the travel hub, which could disrupt operations there. From Washington, this is VOA News. A Russian Soyuz spacecraft today failed to dock with the International Space Station. The craft is carrying a robot which is scheduled to conduct a mission with the cosmonauts on the station. NASA says the Soyuz spacecraft failed to properly lock onto its target for linking up. Russian officials say there will be another docking attempt on Monday. Under increasing world pressure, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has authorized the use of the military to battle wildfires sweeping through large areas of his country. Meanwhile, the environment is expected to take center stage at the four-day G7 summit. Reuters correspondent Joe Davies reports.
The four-day summit gets underway here in Biarritz on Saturday. The big theme is supposed to be about improving inequality across the world, but as security is tightened ahead of world leaders arriving, instead the theme appears to be securing the future of the planet. The Amazon rainforest is burning at a rate never seen before. Hundreds of thousands of hectares have already been destroyed. It's prompted French President Emmanuel Macron to declare an international crisis, as he called on fellow G7 leaders to urgently discuss the matter. And Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar has said Dublin will vote against a trade deal between the European Union and the South American trade bloc Mercosur unless Brazil takes action to protect the rainforest.
That was Reuters correspondent Joe Davies. The question of whether Russia will join next year's G7 summit could get its share of attention in the coming days. President Trump says Moscow should be allowed back into the group. Russia was expelled in 2014 after it illegally annexed Crimea, which it clearly has no intention of returning to Ukraine. North Korea has conducted another ballistic missile test, violating an apparent Kim Jong-un promise to U.S. President Donald Trump to refrain from such actions, with the conclusion of joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Japan first reported today's twin launches, and Seoul confirmed it minutes later. A senior U.S. official tells VOA, quote, "We are consulting closely with our Japanese and South Korean allies." A health issue in the news could have global implications. Officials in the U.S. state of Illinois are reporting a lung disease death tied to vaping. We have a report from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
While vaping had been considered a safer alternative than smoking, the first death has been recorded in the U.S. linked to electronic smoking devices. The Illinois Department of Health says it was an adult patient who'd become ill after vaping and added that the severity of illness is alarming and users need to be warned. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says since June, nearly 200 people around the country have contracted severe respiratory illnesses after vaping, but researchers haven't yet identified a clear-cut cause. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More news online at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA. VOA 1, the best music.